Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who is discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's kind of faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
Hallelujah. Well, the Lord's good, ain't he? I'm telling you, I only used 3 pages of my message. I got that to go. How many knows what faith is now? Are you having faith according to the Bible? Is your faith up there? If it isn't, you need to start praying, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen my faith. Nowhere in the Bible can you find where it tells you to pray for faith. It always commands you to use what faith God gave you. The only time Jesus prayed concerning faith for a disciple was Peter. And he said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed, and I didn't say that you get more faith. He said, but your faith won't fail. The faith I've already gave to you. How many say amen? Lord, don't let the people's faith in this church that you have given them fail. Let it produce what you gave it to them for. Life. For the just shall what? Live by faith. Faith is life. Give him a clap offering. I'm getting ready now. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not flowing and running around jumping. I'm trying to tell you why I run around, flow, and jump. I'm not running around jumping because I'm feeling good. Because when I feel bad, then I won't run around and jump. I'm running around jumping because I'm believing God. And even when I don't feel good, I got the victory anyhow. Because I'm not based on feelings. It's based on believing. And I want to bring in a word that is in connection with faith, that you have to use with faith. And the word is hope. In Romans 8:24 said, hope that is seen is not hope. A lot of people have a misconception of what hope means. Our modern day interpretation of hope is wish. I wish it doesn't rain today. I wish it doesn't snow. How many's been wishing that here last a couple of weeks? But you're not certain it won't, are you? The modern meaning to them is wish, but not the spiritual meaning of the word hope. In the Greek, it's elpis, E-L-P-I-S, if you want to look it up. And it's actually the second phase of faith. After you pray the prayer of faith, then you've got to do something. Most of our prayers don't happen right now. Amen? When you pray, you're asking God to give you a car. A car don't float out of heaven, and you just jump right in it and go. Or you're asking God to give you a house. The house doesn't float out of heaven that moment. So you've got to add something to your faith, the second stage of faith, because in between the time that you pray and you're assured in your heart that God heard you and you're going to get it, and the answer's on the way, the devil's going to come and try to get you to throw your faith away. How many say amen? The meaning of the biblical word hope is patient, confident expectation of the fulfilling for the things for which faith has believed God's word. Well, that's a mouthful, ain't it? Patient expectation for the fulfillment which faith has believed God's word for. James said that after you've done the will of the Lord, you have need of what? Patience, that you might receive the promise. For he, or it that is to come, will come and not tarry. You know, the Bible talks about a great falling away, and we're in it. We're in the last days. Some people say, don't tell me it's the last days. Don't tell me Jesus is coming. Sure, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to try to get you awake. I don't want you to be like an ostrich, stick your head in the ground, and say, the ostrich says, I got my head in the ground because I don't see the line. I'm safe. But after a while, he's in the line because the lion's going to eat him. And you want to know that we're in the last days. And one of the signs of the last days is people are saying the Lord delays his coming. He can't come now. You cannot say any time that you live that the Lord can't come then. You can't say that. Some of you got scripture? Sure, I got scripture. He says, in the hour you think not, the Son of Man comes. There's nothing in the Bible that has to be fulfilled for the Lord to come and rapture his church. I know a lot of people don't believe in the rapture church, but thank God I do. That's my hope. I'm looking for him every day. I looked for him all day yesterday, and he didn't come, but I didn't throw my faith away. I'm still patiently, confidently expecting him. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. See, these are all synonyms in the faith and believe family. I'm looking today. He's got a better chance today than he did yesterday because there's more clouds out there. Because he said, behold, I come with clouds. Sometimes I really get out there looking and hoping and trying to figure out what shape my cloud will be. How many's ever done that? Oh, you haven't lived. Especially, I do that when everything's going wrong in the natural, when my sense of knowledge is crying out, wrong, wrong, wrong. My spirit eye says, right, right, right. In fact, the Lord said, when you see all the judgments in the land, look up, not hang your head down and mourn. Don't hang your head down. Look up for your redemption, your Redeemer draweth nigh. What things? The things that we're seeing. Wars and rumors of wars. Nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Earthquakes in divers places. We had one here last week in the Maryland area. The waves raging, the tsunamis, the mudslides, the floods. I mean, we're setting into all of them. And the greatest sign that Jesus is going to come, the falling away in the churches, the apostasy. Jesus brought it out and he said, the time would come when they would say, my Lord delayeth his coming. And they would go back and eat and drink and live in sin. And in the hour they didn't think, the Lord come. And he said he's going to appoint them that were saved, his servants, a portion with the hypocrites. No, brother, I got a sky eye. And in that TV helicopter up there, that station said, they got a sky eye. I got a sky eye. I'm looking to the sky. For unto them that love him, two conditions to go, and look for him shall he appear. He's not going to appear to everybody if they don't love him and if they don't look for him. I'm looking for him. And if you're looking for him, you're going to live right. You're going to live spiritual. You're going to be in church. The churches are not going to be empty. After 52 years of ministering, I'm ministering to the smallest crowds I ever did because people are blinded by natural prosperity and they think they don't need God. They got everything they want. Jesus said they would be eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage and having parties. I read just a little bit about one golf player, and he just got married, and he had over a million dollar yacht that he had his wedding and used for his pleasure. The Navy guarded him so they couldn't come and break in on the party. Had everything he wanted. But I'm just wondering if he has God. I don't have to have money to be satisfied. All I know is that when I need it, God will supply all of my needs. Not according to my bank account, but according to his riches in glory. And the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all therein, and the cattle on 1,000 hills are his. And it said, all the silver is mine, and all the gold is mine. And somebody said, under the hills, all the taters is his too. How many say amen? I'm looking. I'm not going to let down now. I know every one of you in here, and you listening to me in television and hearing me on radio, you are under more pressure to keep you from going to church, to keep you from praying and reading your Bible than you've had in your experience. I mean, if you are sold out to God, the enemy's putting all kind of pressure on you to let up. Oh, the Lord isn't going to come. That's what he said in the word. They said, the Father said, where is the promises of his coming? For since the beginning of time, everything's going on the same way. Where's the promises? And Peter said, God is not slack according to his promises, but long suffering that not any should perish. He's holding it back, his judgment. How many say amen? But it's getting so bad that he won't be able to hold it back much longer. If he don't come pretty soon, there's not going to be very many people that's going to go back with him. But I made up my mind, I'm going to be one of them. Because I got a sky eye and I'm looking. I didn't mean to bring this in my message, but the Lord led me to. So I just thought I had to obey God. And the Bible said, when you see these days come to pass, exhort one another to come on to church, and so much the more. You see somebody that used to sit by you, hadn't been here for a while, why don't you get on the phone and see how they are? Maybe they're sick or in a problem and in a trouble. And of course, the devil's on the other line saying to them, they don't care. See, you're sick and you're in need and nobody's called you. Sometimes as a pastor, I get in between. If I call them, they think I'm meddling. And then if you don't, they say he didn't call. Sometimes you just can't win. But say, what do? I pray and let the Lord direct me. If you need a call from me, God will let me know. And I'm God's servant because I'm not out running around playing golf, going to the discos. I don't even spend very much money in the malls in time. Some people's second home is the mall. They wait for the sales. And these stores has got all kind of sales. They never run out of sales. They just got done one sale, President's Day sale. Now they're going to have the Rabbit Day sale. And when they get done that, they're going to have bring out the summer clothes, so there's a summer sale. Then it's going to be the Memorial Day sale, plus all the little ones in between. I'm going to be on the job for the Lord. I'm going to be prayed up. I don't want to have to, when calamity comes, tell the Lord, wait a minute, I got to pray through. Or if somebody's got a need and they tell us about it, I got to say, wait a minute, I got to fast 3 days. They might be dead. Of course, a lot of ministers, I shouldn't say this, but I am, are getting around that. They're telling the people, go home, fast 10 days. We're in the falling away, but I'm in the falling on, holding on to the Lord. And I got my hand in the man that can do anything, and the Lord and I, we can make it.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's Word by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on 2 audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on 2 CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for 2 CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.